launching into hour number two, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. Well, we had a call, Jeff from California, at the end of last hour. He brought up Ron Paul, and I figured it'd be appropriate time to continue talking about Ron Paul, because in my opinion, the man is newsworthy.
Oh, big time.
He's doing things that are worthy of talking about, and apparently a lot of America is actually talking about Ron Paul. I didn't mention it last night when we just brought him up, Mark, but Ron Paul is still the number one most searched for phrase on blogs. According to Technorati.com, he is number one and has been number one now for 3 or 4 weeks. Which is
YouTube
pretty,
also.
That's a pretty big deal. YouTube is skyrocketing in subscriber count, now with over 10,000 subscribers on YouTube to his channel, compared to Obama, who has yet to eclipse 6,000. And he's just doing an incredible job doing liberty-oriented outreach on the Internet. He's making a big impression. In fact, Wayne, you were looking at a message thread recently about Ron Paul, right? What was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's a political blog from the New York Times called The Caucus. And on Monday's edition, there was a blogger named Catherine Seeley who posted a small entry there, basically kind of summarizing what the press is saying, how he's barely registering on the public opinion polls, but yet on the web, he's real popular. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't, I wouldn't say it's a smear piece, but it wasn't real positive either, kind of implying that libertarians are these computer geeks who sit in dark rooms and want to be left alone by themselves. And you know that whole line of baloney that they're, they're trying to put out there. But there are over 300 comments so far to that blog post from Monday. And I was reading through them. And what I found really interesting is that, they were overwhelmingly positive, with even a lot of so-called progressives and Democrats saying they were going to vote for Ron Paul. They were actually going to register as Republicans and vote for Ron Paul.
Well, you mentioned last hour that Rosie O'Donnell on The View was very favorable towards Ron Paul, as were two of the other View hosts. So three of the four hosts were very favorable towards him. I also saw a clip from Bill Maher's show recently where he called Ron Paul his personal hero.
That's right.
Because of the fact that he stood up for his beliefs on the stage of the Republican debate. And now, as a result of his performance, Bill Maher is having him back on his show this Friday night.
Yes, Friday.
Right.
And also, we were talking about earlier about that press conference tomorrow morning with the former head of the CIA, Bin Laden unit. But I was reading through all those posts, those comments to that one blog entry, and what I came across one I think you'll like. It's number 202 out of 300 so far.
Okay.
And he says, "America, please do not vote for Ron Paul. As a former businessman, if Ron Paul becomes president and is successful, my company will be unable to compete. His success will mean my American competitors will not continue to be overtaxed, your currency will not be continually debased, and we will not continue to get foreign deals that we get simply because many companies would rather buy from us than any American company because of how you have made yourselves so unpopular with your foreign interventions. If you don't think we subtly or blatantly slander American companies when competing, you're being naive. If you think it doesn't work, you're delusional. Your terrorist paranoia and arrogance and corruption of Washington has made you an international pariah. The strength of the entrepreneurial nature of your citizens will mean you will not only continue to dominate world economic affairs, but your growth rate will be phenomenal. This will be a disaster for us. No, wait. If you begin to trade freely instead of in a managed way, your reputation is restored, and we again will be able to enter your country without being treated as suspected criminals by clueless bureaucrats. It will be fantastic for business and world peace. Maybe it will even force other countries of the world, including mine, to stop being so blatantly socialist." Mm. Ron Paul, 2008, with an exclamation point.
Mm. I think obviously he starts out being facetious and then gets serious toward the end. But I think he's right. If America were to get back to its roots of liberty and actually have freedom again, I mean real freedom, like we talk about on this show, the absence of government intervention and involvement in individuals' lives, the ability to keep all the money that you earn, spend it, save it, and give it away in the way that you think is best, real liberty, that would encourage other countries to move in a more pro-freedom direction simply because of the fact that, presuming we would have liberty as in regards to immigration, that they're going to lose citizens to the United States if they don't make a change.
That's right.
I'm sorry,
I was going to say, and judging from a lot of those comments, I think people are starting to realize and wake up to the fact there's a dark cloud over America now, socialist, totalitarian cloud over America that we need to get rid of. It's up to us to take action in a peaceful way.
Well, I don't think the world sees socialism, a socialist cloud over America, because the cloud that we have over us is thinner than most of the world has over it. But I do think they definitely see the empire that we are building, and they don't like it. They don't, you know, even if we're telling them the right thing to do with their country, they don't want to be told, because people yearn for freedom. And I hadn't really, this guy pointed out that you know, our foreign policy makes it more difficult for American businesses to compete in the world market, and I had never really considered that as a possibility. That makes perfectly good sense. I mean, if you have the chance, the opportunity to buy, Ian, if you have the opportunity to buy from a company that's in North Korea or one that's in Costa Rica, which one are you going to pick?
Costa Rica.
Just based on, you know, just based on that one piece of information, you likely would go with the one in Costa Rica, because people make decisions not for logical reasons, but for emotional ones.
I'd even pay a little bit extra to buy from Costa Rica as opposed to North Korea.
Yeah.
Because I know that my money would be going to subsidize Kim Jong-il.
Right. Well, maybe it would. Maybe the one company that you're buying from in North Korea would be the one that can't say anything about Kim Jong-il because they have their heads lopped off. But, you know, they don't support him, and you would be the
right
thing.
Yeah, but I think pretty much everything's state-run over there. I don't think there are companies. It's all the states. Let's go to the phones to Joe in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how are you? How you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, part of my rap is that I'm registered as an independent, but I've always said I'm so right, I'm left. I'm so left, I'm right. I lean Democratic, but I feel like I'm a Ron Paul Democrat.
I think there are going to be a lot of Ron Paul Democrats this year.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm for the Constitution, and one of my questions for you guys, though, then, you want to talk about Ron Paul, you want to talk about libertarianism. First of all, it's too cold in New Hampshire in the winter. That's one hard part.
You know,
that's why they make heat.
You can't tell me that. I was born and raised and spent 35 years living in Florida. I came up here. I made it. I know it's cold. It is cold. I wouldn't lie to you about that. But if I can do it, anybody can.
Anybody can. Yep.
It goes by.
Yeah, I've traveled up there. I've done a lot of Northeast, Maine, and Vermont, New Hampshire. It really does feel good up there, and I like snow.
It's beautiful.
Let me tell you, it feels even better, Joe, once you finally get up here and you not just tour around, because it is a pretty place, but it feels even better once you actually meet up with some of the great liberty-oriented activists up here at events like Porkfest coming up this summertime and the Liberty Forum, or just turning out to a protest just to see how many people are actually getting active and getting involved in both politics and civil disobedience and, you know, different things for people to do to promote liberty. It's happening here, and it's just not happening anywhere else, my friend.
It's happening everywhere, and that's one thing I can say. I've traveled to every state east of the Rockies, and that's one thing to know, that there are good people all over this country, and I think people are starting to wake up.
They may be, but I can tell you, I was in Sarasota for a long time, and, you know, not active in the Libertarian Party, but, you know.
I was active.
Ian drugged me around to a couple of places, and there's nothing like this. If you think that the people are waking up, and Sarasota is some kind of indicator of that waking up, because I can't say what it's like any place but Sarasota,
Joe's
Florida.
Joe's in Ohio.
But if you think that that's the case, then you've seen nothing yet.
Well, first, I would encourage everybody, because I just did this today, finally. It's always on my list, and I'm in my 40s, so I'm kind of digitally challenged.
Mm-hmm.
I have not checked out your website yet.
Okay.
But I'm sure I will now.
Cool.
But go to Ron Paul's website and sign up, and you can forward his website to other people that you know that might not know about Ron Paul.
Absolutely.
We don't want to just preach to the converted. We got to start talking to people like my mom and dad who are...
Totally.
You know, Republicans and suits and ties.
What
do
they have you brought up Ron to mom and dad?
Oh, I have a little, but that was a couple months ago when nobody had ever heard of him.
And have they commented since the debates?
Well, I mean, they live far away from me, so I'm sure we'll talk about it a lot this summer during.
Let us know what happens, Joe, and thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I think you're going to see a lot of people, you know, getting activated and talking to people that they might not have ever considered talking with them about politics before because it's so important.
And a lot of that 50% who don't vote right now might vote.
More on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Get on the ground, mother!
You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, motherfucker! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. State-of-the-art rockets can't blast off without a qualified team, but spaceships aren't the only vehicles that can't go it alone. When I come back, we'll talk cars right here on Earth. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG.
Just as spaceships need support teams to accomplish missions, your road rocket needs its own support staff, you and your trusted technician, to keep it going. As the driver, you'll sense problems as they start, so make it your priority to notice subtle changes in vehicle performance. Then, just like Tom Hanks in Apollo 13, do your own version of, "Houston, we've got a problem," and notify ground control, otherwise known as your service technician. Partners in car care, you and your technician are the keys to making your transportation mission a success. Cooperation, communication, blast off. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, including archives. Entire years worth of the show right there, front page of the site. For your downloading convenience, you just go get them for free at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. That's about a month away. At Porkfest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars, socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty, and discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. freetalklive.com. Let's go to a man who may be in attendance at Porkfest. It's Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, it looks like I'll be there.
Excellent.
Well, I wanted to call and let you know about something that happened on May 17th in Somersworth. One of our members, Tim Logs, and he's either a friend of the Free State Project or a Free Stater. I'm not sure which, but I think he already lived in New Hampshire before the state was picked. But anyway, he was questioned by two Secret Service agents on May 17th.
Mm.
I think it was two. And they were basically questioning him because he's a student, I think, at the University of New Hampshire, and there was going to be some political, you know, U.S., I don't know, maybe a presidential candidate or something at the UNH. And just because he's been to visit Ed Brown a few times, they came and questioned him.
Is that did the Secret Service agents actually say that was the reason why they questioned him?
No, they gave another reason initially, but then they started asking him questions about his association with Ed Brown.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, Dave. Yesterday, I did a Google map search of an address in New Hampshire. It wasn't even in Plainfield. It was about three towns away, and it apparently was an invalid address. And I got the Browns. It actually, the Browns' house came up on there. Somebody at Google had coded that in. Isn't that strange?
That is bizarre. Now, so they're poking around asking Ed Brown supporters questions, or at least this is the first one that we know about. Where did this go? I mean, they just asked him a bunch of questions. Did it escalate from there? Where did this end up?
I don't know all the details. I just saw, you know, a post about it on nhfree.com, which posted on the 17th, and I shouldn't say too much about exactly what was in the post because I'd be all third hand. I mean, I've forgotten much of what was in the post. I just know he was visited. They initially apparently gave him some sort of thing about him maybe having a name that sounded like someone else's name or something like that they were suspecting, and then they started asking him about the Browns. But beyond that, I wouldn't want to give too many details because I don't really know that I'd be accurate.
Right.
I did call the Secret Service, the Concord, New Hampshire branch. Yes, I think it was yesterday. And they,
how'd that go?
Yeah,
we're just laughing at the idea that you would call the Secret Service.
I love it.
I call them all the time. Well, no, I've called them. This would be the third time I've called them. But what they said, the lady that answered the phone was real nice. And I said, you know, hey, I'm not saying you did anything wrong. I just expressing my concern. And she said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll put you on with the agent that talked to him. So she put the agent that interviewed Tim on the line. But he was pretty terse. He just said, well, thank you for your concern.
Did the fellow who was questioned, did he have any idea how they knew that he had visited the Browns?
Well, I'm sure he must have. I mean, we've all posted about it on the forums. They read our forums.
Mm-hmm.
So at least some feds read our forums, and that may be a reason why they.
I would guess that would be it. I mean, he's been pretty out in the open about his visitations to the Browns. He was there when I was there, and he's one of our amplifiers as well. So you know what? That's fine. I mean, if they want to come around and ask questions, you certainly don't have to answer them. But he did, so that was his choice to get involved with them in that way, and I read his justification for doing that, and it was pretty much my justification when the attorney general's guy came here to the studio to ask me some questions. And you know, if they're being nice and they're being reasonable, I don't see any reason why I won't talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give them, you know, incriminating evidence or anything like that. But if they're being reasonable,
that's when they cease to be reasonable.
Yeah.
Well, Tim's a great guy. He's just a joy to talk to. And you know, it's a chance to share liberty with these people when they come in and try to persecute you or even just ask you questions.
For me, I see it as just an opportunity to get experience dealing with these people because
you know,
they have a certain way about them, way they ask questions. You know, to sort of just get a line on them for once, and just try to better understand what their tactics are like. And you know, the best way to deal with that and to adjust to, in many cases, the nervousness of dealing with an authoritative bureaucrat is to interact with them as much as you can, so you can remember and remind yourself. You have to constantly, at least I do, you have to constantly tell yourself that this is another, you know, regular person. They're trying to act as though they have authority and act big and tough, but when in fact they're just
people.
Another human being.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's important to remember.
And you're also showing them that you're really no threat to society whatsoever.
Yeah.
Dave, any other thoughts?
Interacting civilly with them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Nothing I can think of. If anybody wants to call, and like I did, you know, just look up New Hampshire, you know, Concord Secret Service on the Internet. You can find their number pretty quick.
There you go.
And
go
online at,
go online at nh3.com and get interactive with the activists there. Thanks for the call, Dave.
Sure.
We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. Mark, you look like you want to jump in here.
No, I've got nothing to say. I'm just taking it all in.
I agree with you, Wayne, that it's important because then you can show them that you aren't, you know, some dangerous criminal hiding out, you know, in your weapons cache, just waiting for someone to shoot.
The next Jeffrey Dahmer.
That's right. And they're going to start saying, oh, those free staters, they're not hurting anybody.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
And then maybe they'll leave us alone, which would be really nice. 1-800-259-9231, because I don't want them to arrest Dave. I don't want them to arrest Lauren Canario, who has been quoted in the newspaper that she is more than happy to go and give aid and assistance to Ed Brown and his wife. Which, by the way, in case you don't know who we're talking about there, I should have probably reset this earlier. Ed Brown and Elaine Brown, husband and wife, they're holed up in their house in Plainfield, New Hampshire. Essentially, if they leave and the feds pick them up, they're going to go to a jail cell because there was a trial in regards to so-called tax evasion. Of course, they were found guilty, and Ed Brown doesn't want to go to jail. I mean, he hasn't harmed anybody. He's just kept the money that he earned and decided for himself what to do with it. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. No one has been brought to harm by the actions of Ed Brown, and Ed has basically just pointed out that, you know, I'm 63 years old, and I wanted to make a better life for myself, and I wanted to decide what my future was going to be, and, you know, I kept my money, and I made those choices, and I shouldn't have to go to a jail cell because of that. And so basically what he's told the feds is that if you come up and try to take me to a jail cell, then I'm going to shoot you. He's pretty much said straight up, you come to my house, try to take me or my wife away, and guys might be leaving in body bags.
The feds see that as a threat. Because they should, you know, what they believe is, we own America, we are the officials, you have to do what we say, so if you in any way, you know, if you say that you're going to shoot us in, you know, enacting our official duties, mm-hmm. then you're threatening.
Well, you know what, it doesn't matter, though, to Ed Brown, because he just doesn't care what they think. And it seems clear that even if they think it's a threat, they haven't done anything about it yet, he's still up there. Still up there in his
Waco.
House. Well, that's right. They don't want another Waco because now all eyes are watching. It's easier for people to know what's going on because of the Internet, and that's probably one of the main reasons why Ed Brown is still living, or at least still semi-free. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show, 800-259-9231. More on Ron Paul and slavery coming up.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card number, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free, including the wiki. Over 1,350 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website, and it's free at wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
Our number is 800-259-9231. Continuing sort of, it's a sort of a side topic from Dr. Ron Paul or about Ron Paul, and it's a story that appeared on LouRockwell.com today. Fight the slavers in regards to the draft, which one presidential candidate is now calling for. We'll get into that here in a moment, but calls rolling in. We got to take those. Let's go to Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. What's up?
We were just listening about Ed Brown.
Yes.
And I just had a question of what you thought about this. What if the government tries to put a spin on this, saying, okay, well, if you're not going to come out and we're not going to be able to put you under arrest, we're just going to sit here and babysit you for the next 5 years and consider this a moral victory, since you obviously are not going to be able to enjoy your limited freedom. We've done what we said we were going to do. We were going to put some kind of punishment on you for breaking
our... But that's not a win for the government. They want what they want. They want him to go to a jail cell. They want to make an example out of Ed Brown. And then, once they get him out of his house, they want to take that house. Because according to the verdict, they get to take the dentist's office from his wife, and the House.
Well, they likely have already gotten the dentist office.
Yes,
and,
yes they have.
Once Ed Brown and Eileen Brown go on to their destiny, they will definitely get the House because there'll be a lien on it, and whatever heirs won't want to fight the government over it, so they'll get what they want. And in the process, he's right, really, that they're under house arrest.
Yeah, but they're not going to be satisfied. And from what I am told, Ed Brown has left the House, as I understand it.
You mean on occasion has left the House?
On occasion has left the House in order to go shopping or something like that.
He wears a wig or something?
I don't know how he gets out. I don't know why they don't pick him up. Maybe they just don't want to get, you know, into a gunfight in a parking lot or something like that. You know, I'm not sure, but I don't think the government would be satisfied with that, because then that would just simply say to everyone in America, I mean, the message, you know how government's always concerned about sending the wrong message, the message would be that, well, if you get in trouble, don't go to court like Ed Brown didn't. He was in court for a few days. He wanted to present the case that he wanted to present. The judge wouldn't allow him to do that. He got fed up, threw his hands up, and said, all right, that's it, I'm not coming back. And he didn't. So essentially the message is there, you can do what Ed Brown did and not have to go to a nasty old prison. And you know what? That sounds like a good deal to me. I mean, Mark, instead of spending 9 years in prison, if you could have just gotten out of it by staying home, wouldn't that have been better?
Well, I didn't really have the option, but anything would have been better. Living under a bridge in a box would have been better.
But that wouldn't have been what the government wanted. The government wants punishment. The government wants Ed Brown in a prison cell. So it's not going to be good enough. I see where you're coming from, but they're just not going. It's not going to be good enough for them.
Yeah, I'm now starting to see your point. I just thought that was kind of comical. One other note before I let you guys go in peace. You guys were discussing abolishing the drinking age.
Yes.
And you had brought up a point, Ian, that if somebody were to do something stupid, made a fool out of themselves in any way, that they would rethink their whole drinking ritual. And I, unfortunately, am one of those people that over the Christmas holiday kind of over-celebrated a little bit and tipped my car into a ditch.
Whoa.
And thus, I now owe the state of Oklahoma about $5,000 before this is all said and done.
Why?
He was drunk.
Well, you've got the DUI charge, then you got the speeding or reckless driving charge, then you got the failure to maintain attention charge, then you've got the stay, you actually have to pay, when you're incarcerated, you get to pay for that stay for the night.
Man, just makes you want to take up drinking, having to pay all that money back.
Yeah, so on a side note, I've already paid off a couple of the fines and stuff, but I've still got like four more fines to pay, then my reinstatement fee.
Jeez.
And then I get to pay the insurance company a whole lot of cash because, well, I've got points against my driving record.
Right.
So, but I do kind of see both points. I personally wouldn't want the age to change, only because then we'd have to see more Mad Mother commercials.
You wanted to keep it at 21?
I would rather keep it at 21, because if you lower or abolish the drinking age, you're going to have all these activists come out and against it, and they're going to buy up all the television time, and then I'm going to have to, like, while I'm watching my favorite
boo-hoo, Bill. Then turn off the TV if you don't want to see that, or mute the commercials. I mean, you know, the fact is, if we're moving towards abolishing the drinking age or lowering it to 18 or whatever, obviously Mothers Against Drunk Driving is going to come out in force against it, and they're going to do it before the law is passed. And so it's not going to be an easy fight, but it's nonetheless one worth fighting, because the laws are insane and they aren't protecting kids. They're just putting them in more danger. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's right. We shouldn't have freedom because Bill wants to watch television without seeing a Mad commercial.
Because some people might make some noise about it.
800-259-9231. William Norman Gregg at LewRockwell.com writes about John Edwards. John Edwards may, and this isn't a, you know, I don't care about John Edwards.
Yeah.
Who the hell is he? He's just another politician. But his
that will not win the presidency.
His viewpoint here is worth talking about, because he wants a return to the draft. And he may have performed an unintended service for the Ron Paul presidential campaign. First, he's decided to position himself as an anti-war candidate, a move that attests to the political potency of that issue. Though I think it's important to clarify that people like John Edwards are anti-this war. They're not anti-war, they're anti-this war. Right. And he wasn't even anti this war in the beginning of this war.
Right. I mean, the whole Bosnian conflict was done all on Clinton's watch.
Exactly. So if war is politically expedient for the Democrats, they're more than happy to get into it. Second, Edwards has endorsed the proposal to reinstitute slavery in the form of conscription for both military and non-military purposes. This exposes him as a consummate fraud and opportunist, a fact that will throw Dr. Paul's authentic anti-war convictions into sharp relief. Edwards has also handed the Paul campaign a nearly ideal unifying element to build a youth movement that could, I'm not saying it will, but that it could redefine the 2008 electoral landscape. Through the simple and repeated act of telling the unadorned truth about the impact and consequences of Washington's imperial foreign policy, Representative Paul ignited the blogosphere. As we mentioned earlier, Ron Paul's the number one searched for phrase out of all of the blogs on the internet. He infuriated the gatekeepers of the Bushist cult and provoked astonished approval from those parts of the voting public who want to be treated as adults. His message, digested to its essence, is that our rulers have led our nation into disrepute and impending bankruptcy by bullying the rest of the world, and this must stop immediately if we're to have any prospect of avoiding outright dictatorship and penury. Rarely, if ever, has a national political figure of any stature called attention so forcefully to the inescapable connection between an imperial foreign policy abroad and the constriction of liberty at home. And in the fashion in which Dr. Paul has done so, that is, speaking the truth in language devoid of cant or other rhetorical artifacts, retaining his composure and dignity among the theatrical faux outrage of the establishment lickspittles like Sean Hannity and aspiring dictators like Rudy Giuliani, has elevated his message above Republican primary politics. He has achieved a transpartisan status by speaking about freedom as the common ground. And that speaks back to what Wayne was talking about, looking at these blog posts, these comments from so-called progressives who are aligning themselves with Ron Paul, who may even change their voters' registration to be a Republican so they can vote for this guy. He says, I suspect that Dr. Paul's success in capturing the public imagination through an anti-imperialist campaign influenced John Edwards to rebrand himself as an anti-Iraq war candidate.
Absolutely.
And that's probably the case. And you're going to see more of that. As candidates start to realize that this Ron Paul guy's got a popular message, you'll see them slowly adopt certain elements of what he's saying. They'll never go as far as Paul, and that's a good thing, because Paul needs to be the only one in the pack like that. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1363. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1363. 1-800-557-1363.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All of the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Though, if you want to help support the show, there's some easy ways to do that. And one of those ways is by shopping at our store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com and place your order today. We've got some great products, products that we introduced last year, of course. There's a huge selection of that. And then there's the brand new products that are just now becoming available. We're just now placing the orders from there, so they're still in a pre-order phase, like the Free Talk Live 2-gigabyte multi-gadget. There are only 100 of these available, running a limited edition because, well, we're just not electronics retailers. It would be stupid for us to buy 1,000 of these things and then have us lose all of our money on those. So we have to keep the order limited, which means that you might not get one if you don't order soon. Go to store.freetalklive.com. They're 2-gigabyte MP3 player, flash drive, FM tuner, and voice recorder all rolled into one with a cool Free Talk Live logo on it as well. Then there's the new Free Talk Live clothing, like the Free Marketeer t-shirt, the Free Talk Live ladies tee, available in two different colors, by the way, the Free Talk Live hoodie, two different hoodies, the pullover style and the zippered style, the brand new Free Talk Live beanie cap, the Free Talk Live lighter bottle opener combo, and more, all there, store.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about Ron Paul and this John Edwards guy who has sort of realized that Dr. Ron Paul, who of course is taking a very strong anti-war stance, as the Founding Fathers would have done, I think, and this Edwards cat is trying to sort of absorb this concept. He's now coming out and rebranding himself as an anti-Iraq war candidate. Now, there's a difference between being an anti-Iraq war candidate and an anti-war candidate. And I think Ron Paul's going to end up making that very clear if he ends up in a debate against this guy.
It's a good point, because John Edwards' party isn't the one in office right now propagating the war.
That's right. But as a Democrat, he's just like any power-mongering Republican. He would be more than happy to send troops into any other country, just as long as it's not Iraq.
Right, and likely, all he thinks is that, there isn't a good reason for this war.
Right.
There's good reasons for war, and I do believe there are good reasons for war, but I have a principle on that. We need to be attacked first.
Yeah. Defensive war.
And you know,
which Ron Paul supports,
by the way. If he gets in power, then it's likely he'll find a good reason for this particular war. I don't see one, and certainly it would be political suicide to do such a thing.
No, he'll find a reason for a war that he wants to start.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's nothing principled, according to Mr. Grigg, William Norman Grigg at LouRockwell.com, about Edwards' current position. It would have taken a measure of courage to oppose the war clearly and forcefully in March of 2003, as Ron Paul did. Every other presidential aspirant on either side of the narrow donkey pachyderm divide is a collectivist of some variety, from militarist nationalists like John McCain and Tom Tancredo to technocratic corporatists like Mitt Romney and Hillary Clinton. John Edwards is trying to get some of that post-New Deal labor movement popular front mojo going for him by opposing the war and calling for enactment of the eighth plank of the Communist Manifesto, which dictates a universal liability of all to serve as the state ordains. Quote, this is what he said recently right here in Keene, because he was speaking at some political deal. Anyway, quote, one of the things we ought to be thinking about is some level of mandatory service to our country, so that everybody in America, not just the poor kids who get sent to war, are serving this country.
What a demagogue ambulance chaser.
We have people from all walks of life in America who are serving, including reservists and National Guard. What we want to do is to have all Americans have a chance to serve their country. Well, that's lovely. Wait, don't I already have that chance? I mean, I can go and sign up anytime I want to join the military.
It's not a chance to serve the country, my friend, because if they give you the chance and you turn them down, what happens?
They're going to come after you.
Yeah, they're going to put you in jail. So this isn't service.
Wait, I don't want to go to jail.
It's not service to the country, and it's not a chance. This is slavery.
That's exactly what it is.
Conscription.
And they can also expand militarism around the world if they have more bodies.
Yep, and not only that, but it's also, it's not just a military slavery now, Wayne. They've expanded it, because you're not going to hear John Edwards ever call this the draft, because this is national service, which means that if you object to the military, it's okay. We'll bring you in and you can pack boxes for the Peace Corps, or you can come build picnic tables for the Parks Department or something like that. So they'll bring you in, and you will still be a slave. You'll still be conscripted. It's just that some people will be allowed to say, no, don't put me in the military.
Oh, believe me, there'll be a lot of people who get handed guns later on down the road.
What do you mean?
Well, you might go in and say, no, I don't want to go in the Army, but they can make it so lousy for you that eventually you might beg to grab a gun and shoot.
I see where you're coming from. That's true. I mean, it is conscription. They don't really have to care about what you think about the job that you're getting. You're being forced into it. In case you don't know what we're talking about, conscription is taking somebody and forcing them to do certain work. Okay, you may be paying them for it, but that doesn't make it any less slavery.
We fought a war over it. In the War of 1812, they were the British were taking our merchant marines, our seamen, you know, people that were just in boats delivering stuff, not warriors. They took them and they conscripted them into their navy, and we fought a war over that. We believe that's wrong here in America.
Right, and there is.
But Abraham Lincoln didn't, and then they brought it back for I believe World War II is when the draft.
World War II, yeah, the draft came back for that. I'm constantly amazed by the unctuous dishonesty with which collectivists describe servitude as an opportunity. The words mandatory and opportunity are blood enemies. Those who force them into an unnatural marriage remind me of a story I came across years ago in a book called Showa, The Age of Hirohito. As the Pacific War was grinding down, a Japanese commander summoned a squadron of fighter pilots and told them they'd received an opportunity to die for the Emperor in kamikaze attacks. Each of them was handed two ballots and ordered to choose the one that best described his attitude regarding that opportunity. One ballot read, willing, the other, very willing. Such is always the case when the state and those running it, out of their boundless generosity and magnanimity, extend to the rest of us an opportunity to surrender our time, property, and lives in the state's service. Our privilege in this transaction is to submit with docility, nay, with happy gratitude, to whatever imposition our rulers see fit to inflict on us, including the surrender of our lives in their service. This is emphatically not the same thing as serving our country. Every individual who provides any useful service, whether as a volunteer, an employee, businessman, is serving our country. Collectivists believe that coercion is the magic ingredient that makes state-imposed service morally superior to private industriousness. They have the sovereign right to luxuriate in their delusions. Should they seek to inflict them on my family, they will do so at their mortal peril. And when?
Yeah, I was going to say that during the Vietnam War, one of the reasons why I think we had so much political turmoil is because of the draft, because people were burning the draft cards, They didn't want to go. I think what's really holding back some of the protests and some of the activism around the war, even though there's still a lot, is the fact that it's still voluntary. So you're only seeing people go over there who were volunteering for it. The draft would actually end the war quicker.
I don't know.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I certainly don't want to bring it back. But I think you're right. I think a lot of people would galvanize against it. I think you would see hopefully some protests. I think it would really give a boost to the anti-war crowd as well. And I would hope that Americans wouldn't roll over for it. I mean, Americans are. I mean, they're pretty easily victimized by the government. They pretty much do whatever it is the government wants them to. But in the case of actually having to go and die for the government, hopefully some Americans would have the courage to just say no.
That's true. And I think that the only thing Americans are really guilty of is being complacent and a little lazy lately. But I think that's changing. And as that changes, you're going to see many Americans refuse to do things out of principle. Like, you're already seeing it. You're seeing Ed Brown. You're seeing people say
it's
no.
It's the tip of the iceberg.
That's right.
It's just starting.
It's just starting, and it's going to be a tidal wave.
Right, and the Free State Project is going to be a really important factor in all of this. More about the draft coming up in Hour 3. We'll continue this story, and I got another one as well. But let's go to Dimitri in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dimitri.
Oh, hey. How's it going?
What's on your mind?
Well, my mind is on the new presidential candidate, Ron Paul, and the Iraq War.
Mm-hmm. And your thoughts?
And my thoughts are, I think Ron Paul is the real deal, but, you know, all of a sudden Fox News, like, I used to watch Fox News for, like, a long time. Like, they start to, like, attack him and smear him, which I think is totally irrelevant. And I think the other candidates, like Rudy Giuliani, is going to continue the war. And, like, Senator McCain, recently he visited Iraq, and he told there was progress there, but there actually was no progress. Like, he was walking around with, like, a bunch of troops in the market, you know, with snipers all over, like, the rooftops. And also, I like to say that, like, the insurgents in Iraq, and compared to the United States military, the insurgents, you know, they're not being forced to fight. They want to fight because...
Yeah, the insurgents have not been conscripted.
Right.
Because they have a cause. They're fighting for what they believe. You know, like, I was, you know, I'm a high school, I'm about to graduate high school. I was thinking about, I'm joining the military, but then I started to do research about what actually goes on in Iraq. You know, you're not really fighting for a good cause there.
No, you're not. You're not fighting for freedom. You're fighting for political causes. You're fighting for the benefit of certain old men and women in Washington. That's it and that's all. And thank goodness you did that research. I'm glad you didn't join the military, and hopefully you'll consider instead joining the Free State Project and coming and fighting for liberty. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's a peaceful, voluntary sort of a fight. There's no actual violence here. Hour 3 is coming up. You can take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.